Yo, welcome to this podcast. This is Q Reyes, and I'm here. I got a hookah going on. Just hookah, just tobacco. I'm not really a weed kind of person. This is real hookah from, I don't know where it's from. From over there in the Middle East somewhere. But I have it here. I have an iced coffee right here. And I put a little bit of, a little bit of whiskey in the iced coffee. I usually put Kahlua, but I don't got any. Should probably get some. But what I want to talk about something serious. Something that's making me mad. What's up with, what's her name? Iggy Azalea. What's up with that? I mean, I have nothing against any artist. Obviously, like, everybody's making their own art, but do you really gotta come on my Pandora when I'm at the gym? Really? I mean, come on. Like, one thing is, if people want to buy your CD and they want to enjoy your music, everybody has a right to do that, and they should. But don't come on my Pandora. I gotta, I don't mind when Rihanna comes on and things like that, and I'm getting my workout on, but when Iggy Azalea comes on, like, I gotta stop the treadmill, I'm done. It's almost like, why? Because it's just not my type of music. I'm not just saying that about her. I'm saying about anybody else that is not in my taste. That's not my taste. What happened to music? In general. I remember when people used to have to be good. People might not believe that, but people used to have to be good to get a record deal. You had to be good, not just look good or buy an ass. You had to look good. And that's not the case anymore. Now, all you got to do is, I don't even know what you got to do. You just got to be walking on the street. Be like, you, come here. You're a fucking rapper. Come here. Yeah, you. What you mean you don't like rap? You're going to rap. And that's what's going on right now. And I don't mind the industries of, I'm talking about genres of music expanding, but when you try to force it down my throat, when it's got to be on the radio every other song, I got a problem with that, because that's all they play. It's like rotation. It's like the same songs, the same 10 songs over and over and over. I remember when the radio used to be exciting, when any song can come on, by any artist, those were the good times. When you were like listening to the radio, it's like a new song comes on and you didn't expect it. It's like, oh man, I like this, or I don't like it. That used to be radio. Now it's just nothing but they all put their commercials at the same time. I don't know if you noticed when you're in the car and you listen to the radio and a commercial comes on. It doesn't matter what station you switch it off to. They all have the commercials at the same time. And I mean, it's a business strategy, but man, I'm not enjoying radio like I used to. Good thing I do have things like Pandora and YouTube where I can look for my own music whenever I want. But, it's signaling the end of an era, the radio era, when people used to be able just to enjoy music and the DJs were trusted. You could trust the DJ. It's like, oh, if the DJ tells me this is a good song, this got to be a good song. All of that has changed. Now, it's Iggy Azalea every other song. And man, at least, if she was saying something, a message, good or bad, but no, there's not even like a reason that she is saying the things that she's saying. There's no reason. It's like, I could have not heard that and still be okay. And the beats, everything to me has really changed. Like I used to be like a beat junkie. I used to love a good beat, whether it be, either rap, R&B, R&B beats used to be it, Sometimes, it might be just great singers that just make something great, even greater. And now it's just the beats are just like somebody just tapping on wood. That's a beat. There's no creativity. It's kind of like they put a bass line and a little bit of, and that to me, that's a whole new genre of music. I don't even think Al Green could get down today. If Al Green or Marvin Gaye were to make a comeback, I mean, they have nothing to, I mean, they have nothing to sing over. You know, they don't have it. You know, and the lyrics, I'm talking about music in general, the lyrics have gotten, you know, now it's about, you know, oh, you know, your girl wants to be with me because I'm rich. It's like, who relates to that? You know, who relates? How do we go from sexual healing to sexual assault? You know, like in no seconds. Like, that just happened overnight. And I don't mind it because at least technology has made it where I can look for my own music whenever I want to. But they still try to put it down your throat. You know, it's like that's what they want you to like. That's what they want you to like. It's almost like they want to dumb you down so dumb that you don't even know how dumb what you're listening to is. And I just wanted to vent a little bit. Yeah, I'm not even looking for solutions. I'm not offering any solutions because at the bottom line, I don't care. But there is a problem when we start idolizing like nothingness. You know, that's like people idolizing a basketball player that scores two points per game. Like, how do you do that? You know, usually when we like a sports figure, for example, we like the fact that they're, you know, the top scorer, they're the most exciting player. They make plays, they're winners. You know, we don't idolize the guy from the bench that scores 2 points and 10 turnovers. So why do we idolize, you know, rap and rappers that come out of nowhere and rap about nothing? And, you know, hey, that's my opinion. You don't gotta like it. I don't care if you like it. That's just the way it is. But we really have to do something about the radio, though, because, you know, advertisers are thinking that they're reaching everybody, or at least a certain audience, and they're reaching the broke audience. Because people that like Iggy Azalea, I'm pretty sure 9 out of 10 people that like Iggy Azalea are broke. I guarantee you that. I don't know how do I even get those statistics, but I'm sure that people that like Iggy Azalea, they don't have money. It's just, if you have money, like you, that's not where your money goes. So just wanted to vent. You know, I just, you know, been to the gym and a couple of times, and she snuck into my Pandora channels. And maybe my problem is with Pandora. Maybe they need to get their shit together and not force artists that I don't want to listen to. As I'm trying to run 1 mile, 2 miles, and I'm already struggling, you know, I don't need to have mental attacks from my music. So that is all. Until next time, I might even start a petition to get Iggy off the radio. I don't know if I need to go to Congress or what kind of laws can be passed so that we get her off the radio and maybe get a few other artists off the radio too. I might just start a ban list of artists that are, you know, they're going against public health. You know, it's a public health issue. You know, Ebola, forget that. You know, Iggy Azalea, that's where the danger is. You know, kids are getting, you know, contagious with that. And, you know, I don't have any kids. Well, when I have kids, I want to make sure they're not exposed to that. So I'm out, man. I'm just rambling now. Listen to the next podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Q Reyes, Q-R-E-Y-E-S. Or find me. Just put my name, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. And I'm definitely going to be in your next podcast talking about hopefully something more meaningful. I just needed to get this off my chest. All right. So I'm out.